Only father, screaming, my lady Gaga.
Yes, you wanna look. Yes, you wanna look.
Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa.
Mia, 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 hokado. Maserati lo moto.
Aguade, liago. Abu Maka, what time is it? Cause I put up in the
middle of the night. Be high, be high, be high, be high.
I'm in love with plenty women. I know my money, all of them. You know my card, the shape of color. I go make sure, say I must collect.
I'm going to buffet. No, my get so come on your bed. Body on check, check, check. I thought I don't mind the bed, bed, damn man.
Balaku Ivan! Balaku come!
Chebe make a tamuwa. Say my tuki na go join God. You want to bamba? You wanna chill with the big boys?
Okay, another time, another day, another great moment to chill with the big boys. And right now at this moment, you are listening to My House, hosted by Dachula Sherbrooke, and it's another beautiful Wednesday evening. It's 6:30, and guess what? You already know what's coming up. It's Afrobeat time. Yes, 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 yes. So if you know who know, you need to know, and you need to know who you need to know, and everybody needs to know, call everybody and sit down. And right now, we're here to dance to the tunes of Afrobeat. I remember your humble boy, Dachula Sherbrooke, and I'm gonna be your host for today. And as always, I just want to say thank you for tuning in. And today, nothing in general, because we're gonna be here in general doing what we know how to do. They just come here, talk about Afrobeat, and tell you what's trending at the moment. And it is something we would have loved to talk about last week, but we already had an episode already planned that for like a couple of weeks back and all of those. So definitely it is something I'd be like, okay, we can't just switch the topic, and at the end of the day we'll just be like, yeah, we're gonna switch, because we've already planned it for that very day. So switching it is gonna be like, how will I say, a change of plan. So definitely it was kind of difficult for us to do that. But without talking too much, we're still gonna be having fun talking about what's been going on for the past 2 weeks, because really we didn't talk about anything last week, though I had a guest in the house. It was really fun last week. I really had a great time, and so he said he did had a great time also. So also we're gonna be talking general, something we missed for the past 2 weeks, anything we missed, like I don't know, if you know what has been going on in the Afrobeat community. Not that I don't know, everybody knows, but just that we're going to be talking about it especially today. So first of all, I'm going to be saying we're going to be talking about the issue between the big three in Nigeria. So as is happening right there in America in the hip-hop community, I mean Kendrick, J. Cole, and Drake. And so unfortunately we had Metro Boomin also being in the situation. No problem, the guy was able to handle his own thing and he was able to come out for himself, so no problem. But in Nigeria we have Davido, Burnaboy, and Wizkid. And I don't know if anybody remember like months ago when Burnaboy said they are only big two and Burnaboy, so he counted himself out from the big three before Kendrick Lamar decided to make a song and said Jerry's no big three, just big me. And that aside, we're going to be talking mainly about Nigerian big three, because it's been not just the big three, it's just been Davido and Wizkid. Davido started the whole shit off. It's been something so funny, but not funny at the same time. And, you know, it's been so, how will I say, people has had their own different opinion according to it. A lot of people who they had to side and all of those. So even to an extent, I was even trying to make Davido and Wizkid versus today, but I wanted to also have that with somebody who is going to be like bringing best of Wizkid songs, or I bring best of Wizkid, he brings his best of Davido, or he or she brings best, you know, things like that. So I didn't want to just do such an amazing show myself, knowing that these guys are legendary in the game. So I also wanted to involve somebody in the show also. So I hope definitely sometime within the month or along, you know, a couple of weeks from now, we're going to be doing that also. So without talking too much right now, I have Ajebo Hustlers. For most of us who don't know Ajebo Hustlers, they are these guys from the East. They're just two guys doing, you know, doing their thing. Trust me, I'll categorize them as B-list artists, because definitely they've worked with some major, you know, big artists for themselves also. They've really done some big things for themselves, like being featured in big songs, and also did their personal song personally, which was big, even if it didn't, you know, top the chart, but at least it was big. It was kind of a national hit at that moment. So that's after that. So for those who know them, I just want to say Ajabo Hustlers are two friends. I don't know if they are two brothers, definitely who do music, and they have this song out called Last Week, and this song just dropped recently, and they are featuring Jerick on this. And without talking too much right now, I'm going to be opening the show with Ajabo Hustlers Last Week featuring Jerick, and we're going to be back. And stay tuned, don't get it twisted, this is your homeboy Dash LeSherbrook, and we're going to be back on My House.
Oh no 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 no. Oh wait. No 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 no.
Champion.
No 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 no.
This lifestyle make way bad boys coming through. Bossless.
Last week I took a break from smoking weed. The anxiety eloping me. The fear nearly roped me in. I went to my girl and I said it jokingly. Reality was poking me. My decisions were choking me. But this week I'm back. Old habits die hard. Bad habits I fight. Lord knows I try. But this week I'm back. Old habits die hard. Bad habits I fight. Lord knows I try.
Smokers are liable to die young. Smokers are liable to die young. For the pain, I go like to light one. They secret in the place, don't till the night comes. Smokers are liable to die young. Smokers are liable to die young. For the pain, I go like to light one. They secret in the place, don't till the night comes.
My shima de para say I de blah when I never chop. Now every day when I de tell her I go stop. If I no must, if I no puff puff pass, my brother tell me I go de meet up. I no fi stop to de high until I see God. I still don't cassette if it go where you go see blood. Kill it when they for my pens, they wait for pick up. Tell me that some point like that, no be saying I meet up. On the numbs, I bobby they like brass. If fully no de my banny go light bars. I de walk out with my lighter. I pon one for the road, I'm on the urge, I no fi fight down.
Last week I took a break from smoking weed. The anxiety eloping me. The fear nearly roped me in. I went to my girl and I said it jokingly. Reality was poking me. My decisions were choking me. But this week I'm back. Old habits die hard. Bad habits I fight. Lord knows I try. But this week I'm back. Old habits die hard. Bad habits I fight. Lord knows I try.
Expensive lifestyle, half ounce daily. Battling depression, on my knees praying. Crushing up, rolling up, lighting up. It's a weed fiesta, Diego Gironchesta. If you say loud, my next is Arizona. Trapping inside moto, taking order from Motorola. My favorite type of shorty, now the one way be roller. I'm a young grease stoner, I can't afford to be sober. Smokers are liable to die young. Me, I don't believe. Snoop Dogg is an old man, I can never quit. Isi me jiga, all up, I am me chigo. Indica na sativa, I jab on moon, where say wako.
But this week I'm back. Old habits die hard. Bad habits I fight. Lord knows I try. But this week I'm back. Old habits die hard. Bad habits I fight. Lord knows I try.
Radio Fab. Fabriano, ascolta bene.
Smokers are liable to die young, go. For the pain, I go like to light one. The secret in the place, don't see the night comes.
You're listening to My House on Radio Fab. Okay, those were Ajabo Hustlers. And the Ajabo Hustlers, as I said before, I really don't know them that much, but they are from Port Harcourt. They do our life and Afrobeat, and definitely there is a rapper in the both of them. I don't know which is which and who is who. They've been in the game since 2015, and they've been doing what they know how to do best. And they go by the name Isaiah Precious and George Dancing. And how will I say? For me, I came to, you know them when they did what's it called, one of their songs with Davido back then in 2020 during the coronavirus. It was an amazing song. It was one of the greatest songs because there was a lot going on in the country at that moment, the pandemic, and people were really kind of, you know, suffering and all of those. The title of the song is Barawo, which means in Pidgin English is a thief. So it was a great song which they did, and it was featuring Davido. The remix was featuring Davido, and trust me, I don't know how to say it. It's just, they're just artists who knows how to, you know, sell their market, and they just do what they do. I can call them a national artist. They have not been international as much as every other B-list. Some of the B-list artists have been, but trust me, they are this one of these guys who know what they know how to do best, and they've been killing out shows when it comes to their country, and they've been repping that really good. And talking about the Davido issue, according to what I came across on the internet, I think Davido, sorry to say, I think Wizkid started this whole thing whereby he started, like, how will I say, Davido's video. I don't know, there was a video of Davido which was trendy one time a couple of weeks back, which he was kneeling down and begging somebody. They said he had a sex tape out and he was begging again not to send it. I don't know, but trust me, it was really a use. I don't know if it's a scandal or it is, you know, or really, what will I say, a thing. So I don't know. Or me, probably just cloud chasing. But Wizkid used that on his Twitter page, and he posted and he said that is how he wants his fans to beg him before he's going to release any new song. Trust me, that was really not supposed to be from Wizkid. And to my own opinion, I would say a lot of FCs always keep saying that Wizkid is the big boy when it comes to these things. But I just think I just think FC is kind of cloud chasing at the moment more than any other artist in Africa. Trust me, I know what I'm saying. He's more cloud chasing than any other artist from Africa at the very moment. He's trying to use everything, just even to an extent he called Don Jazzy an influencer. Trust me, we're gonna get there, no problem. Without talking too much right now, I have Fireboy DML, and this one is a new song also entitled Every Day. And I guess we talked about Fireboy before. No, we haven't talked about Fireboy. Fireboy is a guy from who was first of all signed to YBNL. He is still signed to YBNL, which is a record label owned by Olamide. I guess we have talked about him a couple of times. He's one of the OGs who've been able to handle the game for a very long time, and he has impacted the game in different ways, trust me. So Fireboy is one of his artists, and now signed to Empire also, but he's still being managed by YBNL, and he's having a song, and his new song is titled Every Day. Without talking too much, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Fireboy Every Day. We're going to be coming back and talking about the few things that we missed in the past few weeks in the Afrobeat community, especially the Davido and the Wizkid thing. You're listening to My House on Radio Fab. What am I saying?
Confused, girl, I'm only here to the convince you. That I love and I need and I miss you. Me, I love your body and your melanin. Follow me, go, give me ginger. Take me high with my energy, no. I never love you, finish, oh. Don't leave me, oh, Roma. Ah. Baby, let me take you to Pisa. Let me put the ring on your finger. Galanta no go fear. You do me tumba, but I don't care. I mean my feelings and I just wanna make you know. Tell me where you dey. Last is Saturday. I go meet you day. Cause I miss you every day. Call me any day. I'll be on my way. I'm one call away. No matter this city. Yeah, I'm sure. Leave my action. Don't know too much, I love you with passion. Jessica, Jennifer, family shot. I will soon be like no more fornication. You run up, baby, my son. Girl, I want some. I said, now you, only you, I want the sanction. Yeah, I'm all yakpa for my catalog. When I only you, what I want for my mansion.
Okay, that was Fireboy DML, and he titled that very one Every Day. And I'm talking about Fireboy. He goes by the name Ademola Onyelola Adefolihan. He was born on 5th of February 1996, and he is from Abeokuta, Ogun State, and he does Afrobeat, R&B, and Afropop. And there was one thing also Fireboy also said in an interview, which was also controversial for me. I don't know, like, it's not getting funny anymore when I say African artists are just overdoing too much. And trust me, I'm not trying to, you know, take anything away from them. But I guess some of them are just saying words because they want to say words. Like I said the other time, that Wizkid came out and he said he's not an Afrobeat artist. I was like, I don't know if he knows what he's saying, but I'm not trying to drag him into what he's not into. But it's funny when he says such a thing. Because I don't know, I think I made a podcast about that, like the third or the fourth episode for this year. And that aside, that's not the main case for today. Also with Fireboy, he went on an interview and he also said he's not also. I was like, my nigga, what the fuck is going on? Because seriously speaking, the biggest song that he has is an Afrobeat song, which is maybe probably a lot of you might have heard the song from one or two places. It's called Peru. And the remix of that song had Eddie Sheeran on it. And the most funny part, it was that song even we had Eddie Sheeran speaking Yoruba. It's not funny. And now, right now, you're telling me the biggest song that you've ever had, everybody knows it's an Afrobeat song. Everybody knows. Everybody who knows music knows. And you're trying to tell us it's not an Afrobeat song. You see how funny you fucking sound. And that aside, your biggest song that also brought you out was Jealous. I guess I've also played that song on this show. I don't know if I can really remember. But trust me, it's an Afrobeat song. Your full album was an Afrobeat album. And here you are claiming you are not an Afrobeat artist. Please, I don't know if I'm the one making this mistake or there's a way to correct me. Please, anybody who knows, I keep saying this, anybody who knows better that can educate me should come and educate me when it comes to these things. Because for me, I think sometimes some people think it is because they are from a certain place, that's why we are categorizing them like that. No. The truth is, we are not categorizing you due to you came from such a certain place. We are categorizing because your sound is what it sounds like. For example, you see somebody doing rap, because he's rapping on a K-pop song, he says he's not a rapper. You see how stupid you're going to be sounding, because rap is rap, singing is singing. So when you rap, we don't care what genre you rap on, you are rapping. If you do an hip-hop instrumental, we don't know if you don't, like Chris Brown, for example, is categorized as an hip-hop artist. He does hip-hop. He does. He is a singer, R&B singer. But go to his, biography. Trust me, he's going to be there. I've not seen it, but I know. He's a hip-hop and a rap artist. These things we are missing. If you do a sound, okay, let me give an example now. As I said earlier the other time, Beyoncé did a country song right now, a country album right now. she did a country album. That doesn't mean she's not an R&B artist, but she also did a country album. And that album can be, it's the sound that we're talking about. It's not about you as an artist. It is the sound that you are emulating. So learn. Thank you very much, Fireboy DML. I just want to say congratulations on your new song and whatever thing you've been working on or you've been doing. We just want to say we wish you all the best. So without talking too much, I have a very great producer who has had longevity in this game. He's one of the biggest, one of the best. He's the one who started, you know, this whole big producer thing. Like, he's one of those producers who started, you know, having artists to come on a song without even them singing. All they just do is holler them, just like the way DJ Khaled does his own thing. And right now he is still doing what he knows how to do best. He goes by the name Mastercraft. Yeah, we used to have exclusive also, which was among the EME boys. When I mean EME boys, I mean Skays, Wizkid, and their boss Banky W back then. But I guess when the crew just fumbled, we didn't hear from him anymore. We don't know where DJ Exclusive. To this very day, nobody knew where DJ Exclusive did. But that aside, now Mastercraft is still holding his crown. Even the last time he did a song, which was featuring even Justin Bieber, if I'm not making any mistake. Yes, he did. And right now he's having Ogechi. He's one of the ladies, or one of the girls who we look up to. She's from the East. I've heard a couple of her songs. They are amazing, trust me. She's one of the girls I'm going to be introducing. Okay, also in this very show today, she goes by the name Ogechi. Go check her out. And the title is one today, Wish She Miss an Igbo. I don't know how to pronounce it. Sorry to say. So without talking too much right now, I give you Mastercraft, Ogechi, and the title is one today. I go by the name Dachel Shevrug, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.
The money where we go through.
That was Mastercraft and was featuring E-Future Ogechi on that very one, and the boat titled it Today. As I said before, we're going to be here also listening to the best of Afrobeat and also talking about what's been happening, because probably we've not really talked much about, you know, the news and what's been trending in the community for a very long time. So here we are today to talk about that. And I go by the name Dachel Shevrug, and you're listening from the studios of Radio Fab. And We're here to talk about what was it called? The beef between Davido and Wizkid. I guess if we're going to be talking about this, we really need more than just an episode, because generally I would say these guys has been like, how will I say, has been pulling off and pulling on our legs for a very long time, and we don't know how to settle this beef. Trust me, we really don't know. For a couple of time, we thought they've really come together. Like when even Davido recently lost his son, and he said in an interview that Wizkid has been checking on him, generally, like, you know, calling him and, you know, time after time, just to see how he's doing and all of those. But the most interesting and the most funny part is, these are the same guys who has been like keeping, you know, themselves distance for a very long time, and we thought they were like, okay, maybe they are just, you know, but we never knew they still communicate and all of those. They were still keeping that friendship and all of those. But it was funny when Wizkid started. I don't know who started it, but I think Wizkid started it. But the most funny part, this was the same Wizkid who brought out Davido in 2017, if I'm not making any mistake, 2017 on the show, and everybody loved it. Davido came back and we're doing that thing. See, to my own opinion, I just think Davido is the guy who is kind of open-hearted, because there's a lot of artists out there who has, you know, say positive things about the guy. Like, they just be like, Davido, you know, can just call you and be like, where are you? Let's pull up. Upcoming artists, I'm not like even the D-list artists, I'm not talking about like the bigger artists, like the superstars. I'm just talking about the regular artists who are just coming up and Davido gets to see your song. Davido did the same thing for Lighter when Olamide be like ended this contract. There's a guy called Lighter that was signed to YBNL. The guy started misbehaving and all of those, and they were like, okay, you know what, we don't need any trouble, just cut your contract. And they just terminated this contract. But Davido was still able to go to Lighter, communicate with him, bring him to the limelight, introduce him to the world and all of those. So that is that for that. So this is one thing. Even Oslade came out the other day. Odumodu Black also, like a lot of people, not just one person, like the same thing happens to Olamide. Even a lot of people just say, if you have this opportunity to come with a contact with Olamide, is going to be giving you a verse for free, same as Davido. But when it comes to Wiz, I just think he's just, for me, I just think this is cloud chasing though, because even at the end, I just think right now Davido is not taking it lightly anymore, because he just said fuck everybody. Even when Odumodu Black was kind of, you know, giving him his flowers, he was like, I don't fucking need it, I just want to say fuck you, or this is war and I'm ready for it. He was even calling Wizkid out to release the same day as him if he really wants to drop music. So I don't know, but without talking too much, right now we have My Way, and we're gonna be back to be talking a lot about Wizkid and Davido. And definitely Thames just dropped my album, and the same as Avestar, so hopefully there are great things I really want to talk about on this show, especially these two people, which I last time, if you could remember, I called them my big three. Avestar, what's her name again, Avestar, Thames and Queen Mandy. And these are the, I called them out and were like, yeah, I really, I called them my big three. So right now the big two just dropped an album, and I would have also loved to do a comparison of the album, but I don't know if I'm going to be able, but definitely I'll call that what is it called, a two episode thing, because I know it's going to take a lot of time. So without talking too much right now, have My Way, and we're going to be back. Enjoy the song. Wow, we'll be back in a jiffy.
Listen, money can buy happiness, but I still wanna get it. I'd rather cry in a private jet than to be smiling in the trenches. Even the girl who you love, go follow another man when there is no money. Yeah, she got me worried now, cause only me got me. Yeah, so I do my thing my way. Me or then they follow you. Yeah. Nobody go follow me, feel my pain. I keep asking, I will hold my day. I do my thing my way. Oh, me or then they follow you. Yeah. Nobody go follow me, feel my pain. I keep asking, I will hold my day. So many oppressions on Instagram, and me and Felix my life. Cause the person go do ritual, you know.
I say, love my part. Even my niggas, we don't make them now. If I call on them, they go for my hand. And me, I no fear reason now. Kill your day, make you know, they get quanta. Cause even the girl who you love will follow another man when there is no money. She got me worried now. Cause only me got me, I say. Your girlfriend go follow another man when there is no money. Yeah, she got me worried now. Cause only me got me. Yeah, so I do my thing my way. Me you the live for life. Nobody go follow me, feel my pain. I keep passing, but will you hold my day? I do my thing my way. Me you the live for life. Nobody go follow me, feel my pain. I keep passing, but will you hold my day?
Okay, that was Odd Kid, and he titled that one My Way. And talking about Odd Kid, the guy is a guy who really just started his whole thing couple of years back, but the truth is he really just fumbled and disappeared for a very long time. We didn't see him. Trust me, we didn't see him for a very, very long time. So a lot of us was even wondering if he was still around and all of those. And the most important part is, this is the same guy who had a great song, like, what is it called? Hosanna. Hosanna was one of the greatest songs as a 2021. Yeah. One of the greatest songs at 2021. And he came back again a couple of months ago with a single titled Metro. You look like Metro too much. It was even a slang, and the full Nigeria was kind of, you know, using the word. It became a slang and everybody was using it. But the most important part was, even when he had an interview with Hip TV, and he said it is better for you to speak as an artist, and the way Portable did it, if anybody knows the Portable story and all of those, like, it's better to speak out because sometimes you might be dying in silence, and a lot of these labels just want to, you know, rip you. I will use Portable's word, they want to rip you. And it's something like most of these artists have not been able to express themselves. He even went ahead and he said, he told the story of how he came in encounter with Olamide, and Olamide promised, he just went to hala Olamide, and Olamide already knew what he came for. And, you know, as an OG who already understands how the game goes, he said, okay, no problem. He promised him a studio session. They went to the studio, they recorded the song, and guess what? The label did not allow him to release the song. So that was why he said there are so many limitations when it comes to record labels. He said he is not saying the song would have went number one or is going to be the greatest song that he has ever done, but he's just saying, this is an Olamide's verse. You should let me put it out. It's going to be a greatness to my discovery. Like, let me give an example. I don't know who the greatest artist at the moment is in whatever part of the world you listen to, but imagine Taylor Swift, you know, giving you a chorus. God damn it, you're already a superstar. I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, you understand what I'm trying to say. I'm not saying you are going to, like, make millions. I don't know how to describe it. Trust me, if somebody like Taylor Swift, right, this moment as I'm talking to you right now, gives you a verse, trust me, you're already a superstar. So that's what he was trying to say. Like, it doesn't have to be a good song. All he has to just be is an Olamide verse. Everybody's going to listen to it. So that was why he was trying to say that there are limitations to all of these things and all of those. So after that, nothing much. He also went ahead and talked about, he thinks he's gonna be, you know, dropping the label and all of those, but I don't know if the label is still with him at the moment. I can't say things I'm not sure about, but all I know is the guy right now just dropped a new song, and the song is right now on number 5 on Chizam, and one of the greatest song right now in Africa and, you know, Afrobeat community in general. So I just want to wish him success back. If he's on his own, he should be able to climb to the top, though I know he's not easy being an independent artist, but you know, success is all the way, and I wish him the best. So right now I have a song from 2019, and this song, the main reason I even added it to this list was because a lot of TikTok people are just, these TikTok influencers, they want death my ear with this song. I don't tire. And the most funny part was when I started hearing the verse, and I was like, this sounds like Neramali. And I wasn't lying, it was officially Neramali. Not only I saw Fuse, the official producer of the song, and the owner of the song, who did the song, made a post, and he said, and I did this song back in 2004, 4 years ago, which is 2019, and now it's trending on TikTok. I don't know why, because I felt like Neramali should not be trending at the moment. All of us, I told you about what he did before with, what is it called? Imole, he did to him, and you know, a lot of this. So I just felt like, if it's his personal song, it's not support. I just felt like, not until I realized it is from Fuse, and it also, the song has a Lamidi on it. And ladies and gentlemen, I give to you Gobe by Fuse featuring Lamidi and the one and only OG Neramali. I go by the name Dachel Chevron, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House. Koni da fun yin gure le fe jo ya yin ti ka olopa lo ni kodo olode lo ni touch out boy lo ni gosh politician lo ni wash babalawo lo ni gugu scammer lo ni church retaliate our mommy ti form syndicates what you know mo popa lenu gate only to support the motion we know the beat democracy no governor state ele wa bi ma dictate mo fe gbo mo ba fortune all the gishon of ife so therefore o ma di go bill o ma di go O ma di go bill, 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 o ti 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 di go bill. I was the highest in my class, Timothy, I can tow a class. Man saw that go walk pop pop fast, malo fafa kufa, malo embarrass. One clear, onu di follow. Ebi apa to ba ni se lowo. Opo omo ton so lowo. Fi won le ko ma se polo. So therefore O ma di go pe, o wa ri mi ko wa ko pe, ko wa pata mo ya fun ku pe, o tin du mo ko fe lo le. I say the bomb, but sama belani, fun je anywhere, fun je in the garden. Now Mali, you are trending again, again. Kill out to leave Mali shit. Rejuvenate, retaliate, our mommy to form syndicates. What you know, mo ko pa lenu gate, only to support the motion, we know the beat. Democracy, no governor state, LA wa bi ma dictate. Mo fe gbo mo ba fortune. Oh, the gishon of ife. So therefore, oh my digo bill, 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 oh my digo bill. Okay, that was Gobe by Fuse featuring Olamide and the one and only Neramali. I hope to hear anything good from him this period, but I know probably he has done some couple of songs, but just that I have not been able to, you know, go to his playlist or his YouTube channel or his Spotify just to go check if he has dropped anything new. I don't really follow him that much, but I know he has dropped, but nothing that he has done that has been able to top the chart for a very long time now, since the Imole, you know, situation happened. So that aside, without talking too much, we are going to be having something right now. I don't know if you remember the last time, and I said I wanted to, you know, be introducing, what would I call, at least a D or a C list artist to this show once in a while, you know, bring up a song whereby I think I know that the artist is so, not, he is not underrated. The artist is just coming up, but he's not having a lot of streams. So this is going to be like a more of an opportunity for me to be like, let me introduce these people to you. So ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be giving you today Godwin. Yeah. I came across his first video on TikTok. He did a cover for African Queen, and trust me, his cover was amazing. Like, he's one of those, I believe, if we give him the opportunity to shine, he's going to be a star. So, others, I also saw the one he did with he did a cover also I've forgotten the name of the song from P-Square, a cover also from The Band, and he has done couple of, even there was also a time he started doing this thing which sounded like an episode which he does every morning. He comes out, you know, sing a particular song in a different way and a different manner, a different BMP, just harmonize it in a way I don't know, everybody must not like it, but in a way people will get to listen to it in another form. So that's when I realized Godwin is fucking talented. So ladies and gentlemen, today I'm going to be giving you one of his tracks which I love so much. The song, the first time I heard it, was more like, how will I say, a touch into my soul. I really felt it because, in as much as a lot of people wants to, you know, really show us love, guess what? We are not waiting for the perfect time. We just want to see it now. And if not now, I don't need it. So, from the EP, what's the name of the EP again? I forgot the name of the EP. Fuck it, Demi George. I present to you, ladies and gentlemen, now from Godwin. By the name Dachel Shebrook, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.
Uno.
Don't give me love when I'm gone, I ain't gonna need it. Don't give me love when I'm dead, I ain't gonna feel it. Oh, give me now. Or hold it forever to yourself. Don't give me love when I'm gone, I ain't gonna need it. Oh, don't give me love when I'm dead, I ain't gonna feel it. Oh, give me now. Or hold it forever to yourself.
Keep it to yourself, yeah, yeah.
Don't heat me up when I'm gone, I ain't gonna answer your cold. My just tell me those words, the ones you keep on running from. If I die today, there'll be no tomorrow for me. Baby, hold me. Don't give me love when I'm gone, I ain't gonna need it. And don't give me love when I'm dead, I ain't gonna feel it. Oh, give me now, or hold it forever to yourself.
My house on Radio Fab.
It's a miniman that moves faster than a criminal in a minivan. Keep waiting, keep chasing for the perfect time. Not knowing that right now can be the only time. Life, it comes at you fast. You can be like, only I had. Time is an illusion. Reality is confusing. But people are here. It's not something worth losing.
Give me now.
Give me now.
Forever to yourself.
Okay, That was Godwin, and he titled that very one Now. As I said earlier, I said he's an artist. You know, I came across his songs on TikTok, and trust me, the guy is an amazing talent. I want every single one of you who is listening or we come across this podcast, so just do me a favor, go check his channel out, and trust me, you're never going to regret it. I'm a big fan of good music, not just the popular music, and Godwin is one of those I am a fan of. And that baby song you just heard is from his EP, which he titled Road to Nirvana, and is, trust me, is a touching and amazing spiritual song. The song was talking about, generally talking about, if you have to show me love, you've got to, you know, tell me you care, tell me, like, anything you've got to just, you know, prove to me should be now. And come to think about it, on Saturday, in our city, we lost a brother, a Nigerian brother, and a couple of weeks ago, and we went to bury him last week Saturday. And trust me, I saw a lot of people crying, and there were tears all around the place. But along the line, I felt like, yeah, the thing is, it's not about how much you cry at that moment, but the fact is, how much did you cry when he was alive? What I'm trying to say here is, how much did you pay attention to him? How much did you try to help him? And according to what I was hearing, according in the background on that very day, you know, people were like, yeah, everybody's crying right now, but when the brother was struggling, nobody was really there for him. And that's how it's gonna be some days. And trust me, I just want to say, trust me, that's not what every single one of us wish for. If you really want to show me love, it should be now. If you really want to show me care, it should be at this moment, not when I'm gone. I don't want to see the greatness of me being great after when I'm gone. Like, everybody go out and be like, yeah, that Lashevo used to be a nice guy. I don't fucking want to hear that. I really want to see the love right now. It's going to be better if you show me the love directly, instead of you trying to prove it after I'm gone, like trying to cry those, what I call, die tears, and everybody's trying to be like, console you, and trust me, I know what I'm saying. So I feel like these days we really want to show, we're really paying a lot of attention to just things that are not right, until the person has to go and be like, oh, I told you. No, if you really care about me, you should really show me. But trust me, I'm not saying you should really take my issue as your number one on your list, because I don't even give a fuck about those things. But what I'm trying to say is, if you really think you care, then prove it that you care, not just when I'm gone. So that's why I love the song so much, and it's really touching my soul anytime I listen to it. So right this very moment, we are going to be traveling to Ghana. Yes, it's been long I play anything from Ghana on this podcast. Yes, we're traveling to Ghana right now, and trust me, the person I'm playing today, he's a very troublesome person. The guy didn't stop. I swear to God, the guy didn't stop. He goes by the name, one and only, Shatta Wale. I wish I could even clap for myself. Okay, let's give him a round of applause for Shatta Wale. Yeah. Shatta Wale. The truth is, he didn't disturb. Let me just use the word. He don't disturb us. He's just an amazing soul, which I felt like, he's one of those who I think, like, he's trying to do his best to make sure his culture is being heard. But trust me, when you're from such an angle, you'll be fighting the enemy with your right hand and fighting your people with your left hand. So I guess that's what Shatta Wale was doing, but nobody really noticed. So without talking too much, he just dropped a new song, which is called Rise Like Dollar. If you come from Nigeria, there was no way to the song. With the thing, you don't understand. The money they rise like dollar, or the thing they rise like dollar. I've not even heard the song. This is the first time I'm hearing it. So without talking too much, ladies and gentlemen, Shatta Wale, Rise Like Dollar.
The best, it be what we they do. So if you hate, no be my fault, you just don't want to be great. I find my way, no be say I see something where I they go take. I'm a girl back, pay back as I get jammy, I know they complain. If you don't know my name, find a meaning. My greatness, Jack great. No beginnings, I know come here to raise.
no Olympics. Pray say you go live here in peace. No be pieces. You go fit in my neck, I tire. Find me on expire. Don't stop sing my name like choir. I could rise like dollar. You go fit in my neck, I tire. Find me on expire. Don't stop sing my name like choir. I could rise like dollar. Anytime they close the door, sometimes you forget to turn the knob. Them they show me power song, but nowadays I'm used to the shock. Them only one make a ball, make a fall, but still I they stand like God. Every warrior the war, every warrior know they fear to die by the sword. If you don't know my name, find a meaning. My greatness just great, no beginnings. I no come here to race, no Olympics. Pray say you go live here in peace, no be pieces. You go fit in my neck, I tire. Find me on expire. Don't stop sing my name like choir. I could rise like dollar. You go fit in my neck, I tire. Find me on expire. Don't stop sing my name like choir. I could rise like dollar. We be the best, it be what we they do. So if you hate, no be my fault, you just don't want to be great. I find my way, no be say I see something where they go take. I make a whole back pay, but as I get jammy, I know they complain. You go fit in my neck, I tire. Find me on expire. Don't stop sing my name like choir. I could rise like dollar. You go fit in my neck, I tire. Find me on expire. Don't stop sing my name like choir. I could rise like dollar. You go fit in my neck, I tire. Find me on expire. Don't stop sing my name like choir. I could rise like dollar. You go fit in my neck, I tire. Find me on expire. Don't stop sing my name like choir. I could rise like dollar.
That was one and only Shattered Troublesome Wale. See the title I give up. That was one and only Shattered Wale, and he titled that one Rise Like Dollar. There's one beautiful thing about him. He's like the how will I say, the last child of every family, which you can't kill. They are cute and amazing, and they just keep doing great things, and you just can't hate them for no reason, but you hate them. I don't know if I'm making any sense. Like, okay, let's use it. You have a lot of reasons to hate them, but you can't just hate them. That's who he is. Every Ghanaian person, like, okay, I can't be everybody, but 75% of Ghanaians love Shattered Wale, and you can't do anything about it. Don't go try them, they go fight you, they go beat you. Right now we have Thames, Love Me JJ. I'm talking about Thames. I don't even know the title of her album yet because I haven't done my, you know, research that much. But I guess, and probably next week, because I have a lot of podcasts on my hands right now. So, but I'm just looking for a way to make sure I invite guests to this show so it can be more amazing and, you know, lovely also for me. This is one of the songs we're going to be listening to today, and she titled this one Love Me JJ. There's one thing about Thames. It's just that she's just one of those artists I know, and I think that even if you don't like a song, I love the song. I don't know how you just don't like it. Even if you talk bad about her, I don't care. I love Tems and I will forever love her songs. So without talking too much, we're going to be going straight to the song while we come back to wrap this week's episode up. And the song is Tems, Love Me, Jay.
Tell me when to say love me, JJ.
I need your loving. So fresh, so clean. Love me in and out. I'm feeling lean. And I'll be down now. Anytime you call me, I'll be down, I'll be down. Because I love and I love and I love and I love you only. Because I need and I need and I need and I need you more. Yeah, you know I run and I run and I run and I run. Fly with you, fly in the sky in the night. Hold me in your arms and your love and your light. I'm on your wave right now. I'm on your wave right now, yeah. I'm on your vibe now. You got me on your side now, yeah. I'm on your wave right now, yeah. If not you, then I don't wanna know. I don't want no story. Day and night is unconditional. Got me living softly, yeah, yeah. Love me, judge, yeah.
Love me, tender.
You know you love, turn me up like NEPA. Anything you want and I'ma do whatever. Because I love and I love and I love and I love you only. Because I need and I need and I need and I need you more. Yeah, you know I run and I run and I run and I run. Fly, fly in the sky in the night. Put me in your arms and your love and your life. I'm on your wave right now. Now, yeah, I'm on your wave right now. Ooh, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. Said, love me, judge, love me, tender.
Love me, judge, love me, tender.
You my sugar, honey, a tender lover.
Yeah,
you are my sugar, honey, a tender lover.
You are sugar, honey, a tender lover.
Just open your mouth and say something.
Actually, terrified.
Yeah.
Go by the name Dutch Shebrook, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House. Okay, that was JJ by Love Me JJ by the one and only Tems. And talking about the album, I just think I'm going to take my time listening to the album. As I said earlier, I don't care to know what she puts out. I just love Tems for Tems. Exactly. Like, I just believe she's one of those artists which I've loved from the very first day. Like, I started listening to her even before she came in contact with Wizkid and Indeed Essence. So she's just this artist that I love. I don't just know why, but I just love her songs. They are inspirational, motivational, and I just want her to keep it that way. She don't have to be that commercial singer for everybody. Let her be the artist for us. So that's just it. So without talking too much right now, we are going to wrap up this week's episode. It has been an amazing time. Trust me, if you're listening to my podcast back to back, I just want to say thank you. You're the reason I do this every week. And if you're always tuning in, I also want to say thank you. You know, shout out to you in general. And I go by the name that Julie Shebo, my humble self. And I'm in the studios. Always call me every Wednesday by 6:30 in the studios of Radio Fab to do this and, you know, bring my culture a good recognition. I don't know how to say this, but I just hope it gets to the bigger place I hope it's going to get to. So someday, sometime, we're all going to get there. So without talking too much, first of all, I just want to say the podcast and the show might be late to you as it is right now, but I believe someday, somehow, somewhere, it's going to get its recognition. Just like everything that you put your mind to is always gets to. I'm this kind of a person who believes you don't have to pray too much. You just have to have what I call consistency. And, you know, consistency and improvements. That's the most important thing that I think in life, because I just believe you can't be doing the same thing and expecting a different result. So I heard, and it's true, because you can't add water into your gari and expect it to turn semo, or you can't plant a banana and expect plantain to grow, no matter how great the fertilizer might be, no matter how you cabbage. So I just believe you have to improvise, you know, try different things, try to grow, try to, you know, anything. I'm just this kind of a bad guy who just believes, just do something different if you want to see results. You know, if you've done one thing like 1,000 times and in 1,000 ways, you want to improve it, you can look for a way to improve it. But you're not doing the same thing without expecting a result, is because you've been doing it the same way all along. So without talking too much, I just want to say thank you. And I go by the name that you'll share, but once again, and shout out to Radio Verso, Radio Fab also. And it's been an amazing time and a lovely week once again. See you next week, Wednesday, 6:30. Hope you're going to be tuning in, because definitely it's going to be a wrap. You're not going to be hearing anything from me till further notice, but trust me, you're going to be following our social media handles, Facebook, Instagram, and also Twitter, and you're going to be hearing my news from there. So trust me, it's going to be an amazing week. So just follow us, and what will I say? See you next week without talking too much. You're listening to My House on Radio 5.
Vehicle assistance has been requested.
Hear me now. No, I'm different. Let you. You clip it, you know my mind is far. Me, I know be your neighbor. Check your level and stay far. Don't do like junkie, we just come. Clebe, you know my mind is far. Me, I know be your neighbor. Check your level and stay far. Don't make me pull up the road. My body, you go the rush and go bite your finger. But man, no chase after girl from Tinder. One guy alone, I run from 12 cylinder. Violate and go under. My body, you go the rush and go bite your finger. But man, no chase after girl from Tinder. One God alone, I run from 12 cylinder. Violate and go under. Kelebe, you be the gege. Just because I gwele gwele, you want pele. Don't try to sample it, cause you go tele. On the road, you have to dance all pele. Them better know when the girl them see me a roar. Come here, the sexy boy, it's a ball and roar. Them set them love past one boy to the core. I'ma love them more. Kelebe, you know my mind is far. Me, I know be your neighbor. Check your level and stay far. Don't do like junkie with us. Come quickly, baby, you know my mind is far. Me, I know be your neighbor. Check your level and stay far. Don't make me pull up the Uber.
Many men are looking at my shoddy men and touch. Odumodu wake a little bit, I'm waiting, then they call me for Niger. Anytime I pull up them, give me everything. All the things that the quest of boy go full as go plus all the good and dash. She don't want me when you put her body on the face. But I don't like her from money, that better no degree. Who won the prize? Are you fist up by the money to choke at? I can't be hungry, I see bling bling, they know that my policy. Oh boy, get creep, now that way we don't leave. 100 meters from my race, but that boy ability. Come on my corner, for a time with my boo. Punish me, I'm off the planet taboo.
How am I not go see? Temper them a temper with the Rasta man peace. But I a stand tall like a one knock a tree. Have a guardian angel, man knock a tree. Them never match up to the stamina. Done kilometers, done meters, done mass. Me them a follow in a the game like a compass. Them try pass, and them last.
You clever, you know my mind is far. Me, I know be your neighbor. Check your level and stay far. Don't do like junkie with just come. Clever, you know my mind is far. Me, I know be your neighbor. Check your level and stay far.
Don't make me pull up the road. My body, you go the rush and go bite your finger. But man, no chase after girl from Tinder. One God alone, I run from 12 cylinder. Violate and go under. My body, you go the rush and go bite your finger. But man, no chase after girl from Tinder.
wonder. One God alone, I run from 12 cylinder, violate and go under.